Let me show you this. Taliban responding to Hillary Clinton on female education in Afghanistan. If Hillary Clinton was talking about, you know, Afghan girls and education, the Taliban's Twitter account responded with this. You spent $700 million in our country trying to teach women and girls that there are 140 different genders. No wonder you lost to the orange gangster, talking about Trump. You left a huge mess behind in Afghanistan, just like your husband did with that dress. They're insulting us. They continue as another one. They're showing photos, for example, of all the American military equipment we abandoned there, or Biden abandoned there, and he said this. They said this. Masculine engineers, because they've been, they're going off on the whole America promoting gay stuff and all that, right? So they keep saying masculine this, masculine that. Masculine engineers in the Abu Dujana Brigade and the Stiff Al-Badir Corps have already repaired over 300 military vehicles. These trucks and Humvees form part of the involuntary donation from the fleeing cowboys. And what happened just before the United States left Afghanistan? You might remember what happened, right? The Taliban was rolling around in pickup trucks in a large caravan, which could have been easily destroyed by Biden, right? They were posting videos of it. They were going to go and attack one of the major cities. They were in the open desert in a long caravan that a single airstrike with a warthog could have wiped out in a heartbeat. And we let it happen. We let them go in and massacre people. We let them go in and take control of what American soldiers have been fighting and dying to try to protect. We let it all end very quickly, and then as we left very rapidly, we abandoned the people who supported us, many of whom were killed, and we left all of our military equipment for Afghanistan and the Taliban to form their own military using our equipment. And what happened just prior to that? They met with the Chinese Communist Party. Just before the Taliban launched its attacks and pushed the Americans out, they met with the Chinese Communist Party. This is 2021. Let me show you. This is just before the U.S. withdrawal. Chinese officials and Taliban meet in sign of warming ties. China's foreign minister has met a Taliban delegation, signaling warming ties as the United States-led foreign forces continue their withdrawal from Afghanistan. Wang Yi on Wednesday told the 9 visiting Taliban representatives, which included the group's co-founder, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, that Beijing expected it to, quote, play an important role in the process of peaceful reconciliation and reconstruction in Afghanistan, according to a readout of the meeting from the foreign ministry. He also said he hoped the Taliban would crack down on the East Turkestan Islamic movement, those are the Muslims, folks, as it was a, quote, direct threat to China's national security, according to the readout, referring to the group of, that China says is active in the Xinjiang region in China's Far East. Beijing has said it fears neighboring Afghanistan could be used as a staging ground for separatists. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. Look at what happened with Saudi Arabia and Iran and what's happening now in Syria. Look at Belarus. Look at Ukraine. Look at the peace deals the CCP is trying to broker. Look at what happens when the CCP goes and negotiates a peace deal. What do? They push America out. They push out all the American, you know, forces, and the side the CCP talked to and backed takes over the country. That's the pattern. Look at the multipolar world order forming, all the talks, the CCP and Russia working very closely on this. Look at what's happening throughout Latin America. And now look at what's happening in Mexico. Kanako on Substack said this. Mexico's President Almo said the United States cannot talk about human rights with Julian Assange detained, cartel violence of President Joe Biden bombing the Nord Stream pipeline, or democracy while arresting the leading presidential candidate, Donald Trump. You know what this means? It means all the narratives America used to have are now being changed because we look like hypocrites. He's saying this. America can't talk about human rights when we have political prisoners. He's talking about Julian Assange, in this case, former head of WikiLeaks. You can point to the FBI targeting parents, you know, protesting at the school board meetings. You can talk about the way that, you know, there's killings of people on the streets and people calling for racial genocide against white people, and that's tolerated. You have members of our Department of Defense talking about this, and they're not even getting punished. You have people getting massacred, getting murdered. Yeah, there's a trans activist just killed a bunch of kids at a school. Nobody talks about the real issues with this. It's talked about in gun control. It's talked about as problems of white nationalism and extremism. The lawlessness that have swept America's streets is being protected and even promoted by the powers that be. And that raises the question, what about rule of law? What about human rights? The two things that America is supposed to represent. We go to countries and we say rule of law. We go to countries and we say human rights. What does that mean? This is the issue the Mexico's president is raising. How can we talk about this when we're doing this stuff? He's saying America can't talk about cartel violence when the United States is bombing things like the Nord Stream pipeline. We're losing the narrative higher ground. He's saying we can't talk about democracy and fair elections and all these things the American way and criticize the banana republics like, you know, Latin America. When you have Biden talking about putting in jail his main political enemy, Donald Trump. When the Democrats are applauding moves to throw the former president in prison and the leading candidate of the opposition party. If any country in the world were to do this, you would call them dictators. You would call them tyrants. You would say that they have violated international law and the idea of democracy. And the Mexico's president is saying America can't even talk about democracy while they're talking about arresting the former president and the main opposition leader, Republican Party, to the Democrats. And unfortunately, he's right. We're losing the narrative high ground. And I'm saying this as a tragedy. I'm saying this as a terrible thing because I know what will replace America. And what it represented on the world stage is going to be much, much, much worse. We are losing the talking points. We are losing the ability of telling America's story. We're losing the moral high ground. And the alternative to that, folks, is not democracy. The alternative to that is not fair elections. It is not getting rid of violence. It's saying, how can you criticize us for rigging elections? How can you criticize us for not, for example, or for throwing our political enemies in prison? How can you criticize us for violating human rights when you do the same? What they're saying is not that we should have human rights. They're not saying we should get rid of cartel violence. They're not saying we should have fair elections. They're saying, how can you criticize other countries when you're doing it too? What they're saying is not that they want to get rid of these things. What they're saying is this is the new normal, and America has no ability to criticize it anymore. This is the new world, is what they're saying. And nobody's going to be able to challenge it. That's what that means. And it's even further than this. Remember how the African leaders right now talking with Russia about the multipolar world order and basically being put as leaders on the world stage as well. Multipolar world order means every country has a leadership position. Multipolar world order means every country has the standard of might makes right, that you cannot criticize them. If you criticize them, you get the same thing Mexico just did to Biden. Who are you to criticize me? You do the same thing to your people. I do the same thing to mine. Who can criticize whom? How can you talk about human rights? There are no human rights. Look at the world. That's the narrative, right? Uganda right now, it just passed a bill against the LGBT agenda. Uganda just passed a bill basically outlawing homosexuality. And America wants to retaliate against them for this. They're talking about sanctioning Africa for this. This is John Kirby saying they're going to pass U.S. economic sanctions on Africa, on Uganda, if they ban homosexuality. Let me play the video for you.
Is anything like sanctions or some other concrete measure being considered by the U.S. side if this law should take effect?
Yeah, well, first of all, big if there, right? This is the parliament passing it. It still has some process to go here. We're certainly watching this real closely, and we would have to take a look at whether or not there might be repercussions that we would have to take, perhaps in an economic way, should this law actually get passed and enacted. And that would be really unfortunate, because so much of the economic assistance that we provide Uganda is health assistance, and largely through PEPFAR. You can see a world in which, you know, a law like this, should it be enacted, would not only, as Karine rightly said, just be devastating to a whole community of people inside Uganda, but if it were to have any kind of an effect on our economic assistance, that would only make that worse. So we'll have to take a look. No decisions. We're watching this very, very closely, and hopefully it won't pass and we won't have to do anything.
While Uganda and while African countries are being offered this olive branch from Russia and China, saying, we will prop you up, we will build your infrastructure. China's actually doing the One Belt, One Road initiative in Africa. They're building the infrastructure. We will build up your countries. We will make you powerful. We will give you a voice on the world stage. We won't criticize you for your policies. You do what you want. We do what I want. We do what we want. And we'll help each other build societies. And America's on the other side saying, if you ban homosexuality, we'll sanction you. Now, believe what you want when it comes to sexual values. A lot of countries don't have that. And look, when the LGBT movement was being pushed in the beginning, it was, you know, love is love. Let people marry. We're not going to come after your kids. We're not going to do anything crazy. Here we are now. You can't even criticize it without risking getting thrown in prison, especially if you're in Europe. They're, you know, of course, indoctrinating children. You just had a transvestite shoot up a school and kill a bunch of kids. They're seeing this stuff. They're seeing what's happening here. And they're saying, we don't want that. We see where this goes. We're not going to go with this. And that's what's happening, right? Now, again, like it or don't like it, but Uganda being threatened with sanctions for having sexual values, for having their own standards and sexuality, is not a good way to get them to not join with Russia during this time when they're being offered infrastructure, business deals, and power. This is America's response, and this is what the American idea, the Pax Americana, is being whittled down to. This is the little bit that's left, this liberal democratic world order. And even in America, you see this. Even among Americans, the belief in the American idea is beginning to fade.